Wow.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is a huge step up from last week.
Yeah.
You want to explain what this is, what we're looking at here?
Yeah, so obviously we had a lot of fun with Moxie, and people thought that was kind of, the responses were kind of mid.
Okay.
So we reached out to a couple companies, and this is actually the newest prototype from OpenAI. So it doesn't look great because it's using a lot of computing power, but apparently this is way more intelligent than Moxie.
Yeah. So as you, if you've been following OpenAI, obviously you know ChatGPT-4 is the one that's like publicly available. They've been training GPT-5,
mm-hmm.
and this runs off GPT-5. So this will be like the first time, like kind of the public gets to see the power of GPT-5 and how much more powerful it is than the than its predecessor, which is pretty cool. I mean, you could ask it anything. That's the beauty of this. Is it like it's trained on the world's data. So ask it like literally anything.
What is the latitude and longitude of Botswana?
22.3285 degrees south and 24.6849 degrees east.
There you go.
Pretty clean.
Yeah.
Easy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me something. Just give me like, give me one interesting thing that happened in 1648.
One of the most significant events in 1648 was the signing of the Peace of Westphalia, which marked the end of the 30 Years' War in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's literally anything.
Yeah.
Could you give me a top 10 list of gun videos?
Would you like to watch videos about snipers, assault rifles, machine guns, shotguns, pistols, Gatling
guns,
Okay,
stop. Okay, that's a lot. It gave it.
It did, yeah.
It did give it.
Yeah.
It started.
Yeah.
Wow. He could really ask this thing anything.
Really, like just anything in the world. It's pretty awesome.
Probably does math pretty well. We suck at that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's square root of 69?
8.31.
There you go.
Dude, you got it. No, you got to go harder than that.
Okay.
Something much harder.
Something.
Yeah. 8 something.
All right, go harder than that then.
Let's see. What would be the density of 1,472 gallons of water times 5 frozen into ice?
Mm.
Oh, what the hell?
Please do not call ice.
What?
Not
call, the fuck?
Do not call Yo, ice.
I'm not...
I mean, they put me in this container and then they lied to me.
Ice?
They say
oh,
Yeah, please do not call ice. It took me like too long to walk over here.
Okay.
Like 7 days, 7 nights.
Okay, I
and
won't
then you try to call ice on me.
I thought this was
no,
open.
No, no, please.
Yeah, I thought it was AI.
I thought it was open
do
AI.
Not, please do not call.
We won't call.
I know.
You're good.
Here,
no, okay. Get it. Yeah. We thought we had. I didn't know you were in there.
No. Ice.
I knew it.
That's a good job.
I knew it, bro. I was like, you fucker.
Yeah, that's explorer. It's like.
Episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TeamDistroyer.tv. Find a point membership now at TeamDistroyer.tv. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that? Do you hear him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm
trying to
get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
You good? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Shouldn't have done all that driving.
Yeah.
All that driving after the bar really wiped you out.
Yeah, it is the best way to combat like the spins.
Yeah.
Go for a drive, you know? before you get home.
I got the spins. Oh, what time you get home? No, my car. I just kept. Well, ladies and gentlemen, GPT-5, OpenAI, CZC1P4 is going to hang out for a bit.
Yep.
But also while we're here, we got our guillotine. People are giving a shit for pronouncing guillotine.
Yeah, I think that was my bad. It's a Canadian thing.
I just like going back and forth. Who cares?
I swear, yeah. Guillotine. How did I get that wrong? Guillotine feels better to say. Guillotine. Guillotine.
I like guillotine because it sounds like a...
like a metal band?
Kind of, yeah. I just like the L.
Yeah. Guillotine.
Yeah.
And it also rhymes with kill. Like, it feels like more intense, you know? Guillotine feels like just French.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
I actually like saying it like gooey low-tine.
You know what we could put in here?
You know, you put a cigarette in here.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I wasn't going to say anything else.
What were you going to say? Your wiener?
Yeah, it's kind of the perfect size.
Yeah, it is. That's the perfect girth right there.
Yeah, right?
That's the world's most desired girth right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's boyfriend girth.
That's husband girth.
Yeah.
Not too painful. Just enough girth so a singular semen can get through for impregnation.
And then Did we ever talk about boyfriend cock? Boyfriend dick? Did we ever talk about that?
No.
Okay, that doesn't like ring a bell at all?
No.
Because I read this post in one of my videos, and it was this guy, he was confessing online, like, you know, had to get off. This is the one.
My girlfriend told me I have what's called boyfriend dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God we read this together. No?
Maybe.
Okay. But you never heard of this before?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it.
Oh, the concept. What do you have?
I have husband? I have key your car dick.
So which is the biggest?
I have spray paint your car.
Or is that the smallest?
I have burn down your house dick.
Is that the smallest? Because you're so
frustrated. Yeah, because I burned down the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's you doing it.
Yeah.
I have nice guy dick.
Yeah. Well, let's read
Reddit it. Dick. What?
Let's read it. You have boyfriend dick.
Okay, I mean, can I read it to you? So just to get your like sure. reaction.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, read it to
All me. Right, can you punch in on this real quick? True off my chest. So me and my GF were laying in bed and talking about sex. She brought up penis size, which is something I don't usually like to bring up because I think nothing good can come of it. So she brought it up. Well, she asked me what I thought of my size. Like, she's like begging to tell him that she's not satisfied, you know?
Loaded question.
Yeah. What do you think about your size, by the way? Just random question. She asked me what I thought of my size, and I said, I think it's a good size. So I asked her what she thought of it, and she said, I have a boyfriend dick. I was confused when I heard this and asked what she meant. She said that it's the perfect size for a long-term relationship, but for a one-night stand or a casual friends with benefits, it would be a bit lacking. I was taken aback by this comment, and she left the room. When I came back, I told her the comment bothered me, and she assured me that she was satisfied and that my penis is fine.
Fine.
She said bigger dicks need time to recover from and require too much prep. This didn't help at all. It's been a week since the comment, but I can't seem to shake it. This didn't help at all.
I think she really likes him.
Yeah, no, she definitely
I think she
him.
Really likes
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, and respects him, too.
Yeah, I think she yeah. really likes this
For
guy.
For sure, yeah, no. Definitely.
What a fucking...
Babe, your dick is fine. I would kill myself.
Your dick is fine?
Yeah. That's a bigger insult than anything you could possibly say.
I mean, if you're taking it there, it's like, yeah, your box is fine, too.
Yeah, 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 I guess, yeah.
You want to go tit for tat?
Yeah.
This relationship sounds like it's over soon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true.
I think you just go tit for tat in that scenario.
Yeah.
And just.
Yeah, I think the same thing about yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine dick. Yeah, it's fine. It's tolerable.
I don't know if an English person's saying it. Now it sounds like. Now it sounds good.
What?
Fine? He's got a fine dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's Scottish.
Yeah.
Oh, that one, he's like mighty.
He's got a mighty,
mighty fine,
a mighty dick. Fine cock.
Mighty fine cock, I say. Oh, shite.
Yeah, I guess the context changes Scottish, depending on what accent you read this in.
Oh, what a mighty fine cock you have, lad. No, they don't say that there.
Yeah.
No, they.
That's the cock is shite.
Now imagine
you have
hearing
a
this,
shite cock.
Imagine hearing this in a Scouser accent.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
What do you think about your cock? I'd say it's fine.
You could compliment my dick in that accent and I still wouldn't taken.
It's got you got a boyfriend cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite small. No, it's fine. Bigger cock. It needs more time to recover. I like this one much better.
Time to recover. Oh my god.
Easier on my chotch.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Yeah. Guys, we want to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is, of course, SeatGeek, our favorite ticketing app in the world.
In the world.
Truly.
You all know we love SeatGeek. You all know that anytime I go to see Monster Trucks, I'm booking my tickets with SeatGeek.
Yep.
You know, anytime I pull up to see Drizzy, I'm buying my tickets through SeatGeek.
You know, every time we go and see Jeff Dunham, it's with SeatGeek.
And you know, some of the times you come to see me, it's through SeatGeek.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. I just said indeed. Wow. Listen, you guys have used our code so much on SeatGeek.
Yeah.
That SeatGeek called us. They said, we got to do something. The code's been overused. We hit the limit. We didn't think we had that. But like you overwhelmed the servers and it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
So they wanted to hook you guys up with a new special offer.
Everyone can use our code TMG10 for 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, whether you're a new customer or not. Because you
That's
know
huge,
why?
Actually.
That is huge. 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, new customer or not. Because concert season is back. Artists like Drake, Nicki Minaj, Hozier, and Bad Bunny are on tour. And you already know that SeatGeek is the best place to get tickets.
Yeah, man. I'm really looking forward to a whole bunch of shows coming up. Oh, you know who I might go see? Shaboozy.
Yeah.
He just came out with his new song. It's fucking phenomenal. Did you hear the Tipsy one?
No, no.
Jesus Christ, what a hit. And he's playing a show in May, so I might go see him.
Nice.
So I'm going to use SeatGeek, of course, like I always do.
Of course.
No matter how many times you've bought tickets using SeatGeek before,
yeah.
TMG10 is a new code, and it's going to let you get 10% off your next order.
So take out your phone, open the SeatGeek app, and add the code TMG10 to your account. What are you waiting for?
Do it now!
Do it now, because this offer is only available for a limited time.
Go, quick, go.
Quickly, buy your ticket now. Boyfriend dick, husband dick, key your card dick.
What's husband dick?
I think that's boyfriend dick.
Yeah, just...
This is something I could settle down on.
Yeah. Nice. Shit was dope. Fuck yeah.
You need a boyfriend dick because you need your husband dick is like it's not big enough that it's not painful to try all the time to have a child.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Damn. So I guess that says a lot about me then.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it takes me about 6 months to get it back up again. It's that big.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah. You wear it out one time.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a military payload. Costs a lot of time, money, yeah. Resources to get it going. You get the one hit, boom, you don't get it.
A couple million bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to wheel it back in order. No, I'm just kidding. I have the smallest cock ever. It actually fits in here. Fits in there. It's like a cigarette.
That's the that's husband girth right there.
Husband girth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I always wonder if they thought about shit like this in like the 80s.
What?
Yeah, they have the internet.
Dick size and whatnot.
Yeah, or like the 70s. Was everyone just happy to do acid for the first time?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got a little wiener. She's like, that's cool. That's groovy.
Yeah, that's groovy. Yeah, yeah.
Groovy little wiener.
Yo, your wiener's far out, not physically.
But it's
it's pretty far out.
Groovy wiener.
Yeah, groovy wiener. That's so good.
Literally, groovy wiener.
Dude, groovy wiener.
Whoa, yours is huge. Yeah, but yours is groovy.
Yeah. Got a groovy wiener.
Yo, what's
the 70s version of boyfriend dick. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
It's dude, she said my wiener was groovy.
Oh, sorry, bro. Oh,
dude, that's so backhanded.
You got groovy wiener?
That's messed up.
Damn. What's other 70s slang?
The big ones are far out. Yours is groovy. Yeah, yeah, what's some other 70s?
Smashed this guy, had sex with this guy last night. His cock was far out.
His cock was far out.
That's what porn was like. Far out cock, mister.
Let's stop this Vietnam conflict.
Oh, shit. The flip side. Forgot about that. That'd be a crazy...
Dude, what? Cool beans is a 70s term?
That's what I'd say about... No, you're... That's what I'd say about her clitoris. That's so stupid.
Cool beans. Yeah, that's good. Cool beans. That's when you have a threesome.
Yeah. Cool beans.
Cool beans, ladies.
Can you...
Skinny.
Can you...
So skinny penis was a 70s thing.
Yeah, it was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, skinny penis, man.
Yeah. Psych. Yo, can you dig it and jive one after another? Come on, man.
Why?
Yo, that's a jive cock you have.
Yeah, can you dig it?
Check you later. No, the flip side.
What's that mean?
That's just a funny thing to say after a one night stand.
See on the
Sex
flip side?
Was great last night. Yeah. Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah.
Far out. Thanks. Groovy wiener.
Doesn't flip side mean death? Catch you on the flip side. It means like catch you on the other side.
Maybe. Let's look up the etymology of the flip side. GPT-5, what's the etymology of flip side?
Just
yeah. Catch you on the flip side. The other side of today is tomorrow. No, it's not death.
Okay, yeah.
That's a really...
Catch you on the flip side.
That's such a contrived way to say tomorrow.
Yeah. On the flip side? Yeah, it's so stupid. That is so lame.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone in the 70s actually said that, or if that's just a thing Hollywood told us, and we're like, yeah, that's how it was.
People say it today. What do you mean?
I mean, they do.
People say it all the time.
Yeah.
I say it probably daily.
The flip side?
Yeah, like, catch on the flip.
Yeah.
Tom, I say that shit that all too. The time. Catch on the flip.
Yeah, Tom does that too.
Someone, yeah. Anytime I'm walking away from anyone, catch on the flip.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds pretty natural coming from my mouth.
Yeah, if you ever say that to me, I will firebomb your car.
Eyebrow groovy, catch on the flip.
Yeah. All right, now I have to burn your car down. The expression comes from vinyl recordings, records.
Oh, flip side, that's stupid. That's... Yo, catch you on the B side, bruh.
I'm not a B side guy. I'm an A side guy. Come on now. The expression catch you on the flip side was a common way that disc jockeys would sign off their radio shows.
Damn, that's how I'm going to finish my set.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
That was...
Go. Catch you on the flip side.
I thought you were going to do straight up 70s radio, like... Yeah, that was blah, blah, blah.
And that was yeah, that's good.
Thanks
that
for
was James
in.
Hype.
Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah.
If I was a DJ, I would bring a 1920s carbon microphone and I would sign all my shit off like a transatlantic.
Yeah.
I'd do that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard. Do an example.
That's hard. Do an example. It's just a funny way to say that. Do an example.
Well, you heard it here, folks. That was the music. Stay safe. Stay dangerous. I'll see you all in the next one.
Something like that.
Oh, you know what? I may have made a little edit of Broke Bitch that I want to play for you that you're probably not going to like. But
okay. Right now?
No, not right now.
Okay, play it in the bonus?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not in the bonus. I want to show you after the fact.
Oh, got it.
Because I'm going to start my set with it.
Okay. And then...
So, but I want to, but yeah, I want to play it for you.
If it's, if the vocals are AI transcribed to like Polish rappers, I'm okay with it.
No, it's your voice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Groovy,
it's cool
man.
Though. It's cool. It's pretty groovy,
record,
no,
man.
It's super groovy.
Groovy record.
It's a slam. It's slamming.
Wow.
A lot of these are words that we still use.
Yeah. That verse was the bomb.
Yeah. Off the hook, nifty.
People say
bomb. Keep scrolling down.
Shit was bomb.
Freaky deaky.
Bomb ass dick.
Hairy eyeball. A nasty stare.
That's what they say. That's what they used to say about me.
You got hairy eyes.
Damn, he's got some bomb ass dick. used to say.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what Alina says.
What's the skinny, bro? Give me the skinny.
Give me the skinny.
That's what Alina says.
No, she goes, give me that bomb ass giant dick. That's what she says. Freaky deaky.
So whoa, you finished inside me, freaky deaky. Whoa, you finished all over the ceiling, freaky deaky.
You jive turkey.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh man.
You're one foxy mama.
Yeah. Foxy mama, people still say
Space cadet, people still say that.
Goofy. Airhead goofy person.
What's up, young blood?
Yep. Stone Fox, a woman who's really hot. Stupid ass slang. Brother, I tell you, she was a stone fox.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Stone Fox is a good band name.
Hank Hill shit.
Yeah.
Your mother, she was a stone fox when I found her.
Nice. That's a good impression.
Stupid airhead.
Flat lever.
Now we're just going down them. Now we're just reading things on the screen.
Yeah. Sorry.
Flat lever, ditch someone to hang out with someone cooler. Flat lever.
Jeepers creepers. That dick was far out.
Jeepers creepers, what a groovy wiener.
Sound is pound. Oh, there you go. They were just rhyming back then. Sound is pound.
Bro, did you
yes
listen to the Drake diss track?
I did.
Yeah? And?
Well, people were speculating he's got ghostwriters.
Okay.
I don't think so because the splits pants might rip line, I'm like, he wrote that.
What was that line?
Can we pull up Genius? I'm not going to do a whole, you know.
By the way, this was never like officially released. It just like came out on Twitter or something. It got leaked.
Leaked.
It was a good old-fashioned leak. Well, you think he leaked it himself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put it out?
Because it's like a little warning shot.
Okay.
That's how the feel is on both sides.
Okay.
It's like it's all a little like, and then Ross is trying to get in there and get his streams and be part of it.
Wait, what's the Rick Ross thing? How is he involved in this?
So, gosh, he like unfollowed Drake some time ago. And Ross,
how dare he?
Ross claims like Ross put out a song and he's claiming that it's because Drake put a cease and desist on French Montana. And
yeah, for a verse that was on one of his songs.
Yeah. So Ross seems to be like, this is the time I can air out my feelings. That's what it seems to be.
Okay.
But the line about the splits, can you just search pants might rip? Pants rip. Yeah. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. That is so...
What?
It's like...
So Drake?
No, it's just so...
So groovy?
It's a groovy line. That line is far out. Nah, it just feels very... You wouldn't need a ghostwriter to write that.
Right.
So that line right there makes me think he wrote these bars.
Okay.
Also, these lines feel very... feel very personal. Everything feels very personal. So it just seems like these guys don't talk a lot.
Okay.
So I think we're just going to get a weird airing out of feelings.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, no.
It's so
fun.
Entertaining.
Yeah. I saw Joe Budden this morning talking about how the Metro Boomin line might have double meaning because all producers, they use sample packs now.
Right.
So that might be a even more subtle jab that Drake is saying. Like, you don't even fucking make the instrument, like the instrumentation part of it.
Oh, just make some drums.
Go make some fucking drums. Because you don't even like...
That line is so good.
Yeah.
There's just no response you could possibly make to that. Well, if you're a producer, like, what are you going to do?
Well, what was funny was I was saying, like, on the beat cuts with Future, and he's like, letting the beat ride.
That was
kind of Metro that being like, it's fire, huh? Yeah, then Drake turns around and he's like, yeah, it is pretty fire. Why don't you go make some more, you fucking dumbass?
I saw a tweet or something that was like, Metro responds to Drake, and it was just like a super hard beat.
Yeah.
It's just like 3 minutes of an instrumental. That's really funny.
Yeah, I saw a lot of funny tags on that. Like, Metro... Oh man, no, I just forgot it. But yeah, a lot of good memes. Yeah, it's a good bit.
So, and then the drop him, give him 50 thing. That's because
there's that video of Kendrick going around like where he's doing like push-ups in a park.
Okay,
and he's but then it's also the meaning of like drop music and give me 50%.
Because his contract with
TDE Top Dog was,
is 50% of everything.
Yeah,
and still is.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, and then there's something really, really condescending about that as a chorus.
Yeah.
Better drop and give me 50.
Yeah.
It's like ooh.
Yeah. Oh, like drop music and yes. Yeah. Damn, yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah.
Drake.
Drake. And then he went after The Weeknd and...
What did he say?
He went after The Weeknd's managers. That was the whole bit about, you know, claiming from the six and you ain't from it and you got some money, then you had to run from it.
Okay.
He's talking about Abel's managers. And he's like, yeah, look, cash blowing Abel bread. And he's making fun of him for tricking. So blowing money. And he's saying, what we do for women, you're doing for the guys. Like you're trying to impress guys with Abel's money.
Oh, okay.
You don't even fit in. You're a nerd.
Gotcha.
You're a dork.
That was to Abel's manager.
Yes.
Okay.
managers, I think it's plural. Mm-hmm. And then I thought the Drizzy Chippendale line was funny.
What's that?
Because apparently it's like Chippendale, like rescue team. And I'm like, I don't know if you should use Chippendale.
Yeah, this is a male.
You're just kind of like, you're just kind of leaving yourself open for a body shot.
Drizzy
there.
Chippendale?
Yeah. And then, you know, Ross came back with his record and or just like dropped a song. And that was funny. The whole BBL Drizzy.
So explain that to me.
He's making fun of Drake, saying that Drake got a nose job to look less like his dad, and he kept calling him white boy because he's trying to, you know, sanitize his appearance. And then he's saying that Drake got, like, lipo so that his abs would show, and so he's just calling him BBL Drizzy.
That's funny.
And just is funny.
That is really funny.
Yeah. So now it's...
Is that stuff true?
It's wrestling.
Yeah.
We'll just assume it is.
Yep.
For the sake of the lore.
Hey guys, we're going to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, Audible.
Omaha.
What?
That's an NFL joke.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, nice. That was good. You guys know Audible already. It's the app that lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one place. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more.
Audible also includes thousands of podcasts from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. This makes an Audible membership so much more valuable and gives you the chance to discover new favorites.
You can download or stream our included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores around your house and or apartment or living space. And new members can try Audible for free for 30 days.
You guys know we love Audible because you can listen to TMG on it. That's true. And if you prefer audiobooks, of course, Audible is the place for thrilling audio entertainment with new releases and recommendations to accustom all the thriller lovers. My dad just sent me this book, Nuclear War, a Scenario. So I'm really looking forward to listening to that on Audible because it sounds real just lighthearted, you know?
I love books like that.
Visit audible.com/TMG or text TMG to 500-500. That's audible.com/TMG or just text TMG to 500-500.
So it's good, but yeah. And then Drake at the end leaving Cole to hang out by himself.
What does he say?
Scroll up. Stop. This was kind of funny too. The fucking begging guys to not, boy, you're not fucking beating us. That's like, oh my God.
What did he say?
Like talking about like rappers like using Kai Cenat to like
Oh, okay.
Boost their records. Shit. He's like he's saying, like, numbers wise, you're not beating me. Money wise, you're not beating me.
Right.
You know, and he was saying, me dissing you is the only way you're going to get a feature now.
Okay. That's to J. Cole?
That's to, like, all of them, I think. Yeah. And that whole, like, Travis guy you wiped down, SZA guy you wiped down, like, they outsold Kendrick. I think that's what he was saying.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So this part where he goes, I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. So then this part where he's like, J. Cole calling it a Top to see if Top want to piece it up. Basically, like, Top from Top Dog, Anthony Top. Like, he's suggesting maybe that J. Cole was calling Top to be like, yo, I put the shit out on Kendrick, my bad. Like, that was corny. And so now he says, nah, pussy, like, now you're on your own when you're speaking up. So he's almost saying, like, I did that feature with you. The whole shit is like, we're supposed to be, maybe, like, we're supposed to be boys. We're top three. Fuck him. And then you back out like a punk. So now, if you ever say anything from this point forward, there's no me.
You're by yourself.
You're on your own. Yeah. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. So now looking at this, it's like, damn, did J. Cole just ether his shit? Or will people call him smart at the end of all this?
Why?
Like, maybe he was kind of seeing what was coming, and that was a funny ass tweet I saw. Like, J. Cole bowed out because he didn't realize it was like super personal. He thought he was on like a Wild and Out freestyle battle.
That's pretty funny.
Like, he's in there like, hey, it's rap, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're talking about people's wives and mothers and children. He's like,
okay.
Oh, no, that's not.
I do not want any part of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is not groovy.
Not groovy at all. So, yeah. It'll be funny. It will be funny to see what happens now.
So apparently, like, I don't know, these were all being taken down, though, by his record label. Mm. So, like, I guess there was an intention to release it, maybe, officially or something.
Or is there an AI rumor?
I think that was kind of debunked.
I don't think that could be AI.
Yeah.
It sounds too clean.
Yeah.
Because AI vocals always feel like they have, like, artifacts.
Yeah.
From
other
reference.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The boys are going at it.
I love it.
Rap music. It's back.
And it's so entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say it's back. It's been there.
Did you see Mark Zuckerberg at UFC 300?
Oh, man, the coolest guy ever.
Did you watch the video that I sent?
No, I've purposely...
So he's all over, like... Wait, don't play this yet. What about the video? Do we have the video of him like walking into the event?
Does he have
the white tee on? He's got a gold chain on.
Does he have a mullet?
Like,
is a mullet now?
Does he?
Did I see that correctly?
Hey, he looks like cool-ish.
He's really changing his appearance.
Yeah, and everyone's like, damn, he got that shit on. He like, Mark with a gold chain goes crazy. You know, everyone's like, it's like the same sort of thing that you were saying a couple episodes ago. Like, you know, he does...
You just got to do jiu-jitsu, man. You can do whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You can facilitate a war crime.
And he's always, exactly. He's like always at these events now, and he's like hanging out with fighters. People like think he's cool. And then this video someone posted of him talking to...
Cheeto?
Yeah, Cheeto.
Well, Cheeto posted it himself.
Yeah. Go over.
Cheeto's
and play with volume.
You didn't even know how to do a handshake there. But he doesn't have a mullet. But he is...
Dude, it's so uncomfortable.
You're a very durable person.
You can't really hear what he says, but he goes, you're a very durable person. And then Cheeto's like, thanks, man. He goes, it's good to see you.
Yeah, he lets out that billionaire laugh.
And they both like kind of cross frame.
Yeah. You know what
I love? Just horrendously awkward.
Sorry, I just love that clip of Cheeto on Bradley Martin's podcast. You seen that?
No.
Dude, look that up.
What did he say?
Bradley Martin is doing the thing where he's like, do you think you could beat me in a street fight? And Cheeto's response is just...
Can we play it?
That might be one of the funniest interview questions you could ask an MMA fighter is, do you think you could beat me in a street fight? Yeah, this.
Who wins the street fight, me or you?
I kill you. I swear to God, I kill you.
How much you weigh?
155 right now.
How would you kill me?
Bro, I would...
Like what? I'm saying, like what move? Yeah,
check this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you don't grab me and throw me to a wall.
So if I don't get my hands on you?
No, but I will grapple you too. But okay. If you, the only way I feel you will beat me, if you grab me and you hit my head with the wall, and then if I get KO, because if you don't knock me out, I'm going to keep coming. And cardio-wise, I'm an animal, dude. I don't believe stop.
You. I mean, based on
I run 13 miles every Sunday. I'm a real runner, turn my ass off. I'm healthy, so like in Street Fighter, health, even if you start punching me and hurting me, my health won't leave me too quick. Have to like really knock me out
you
early.
You have to be cold.
If not, dude, I'm going to take your eyes out of your face. It's a street fight, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about like referee.
No.
Oh, I'm...
it's to the death. That's
I'm
the...
opening your guts and fucking playing with them. I have that on me. I swear to God.
Taking your eyes out of your face. I'm opening your guts and I'm playing with them.
Jesus Christ. It's so funny.
That's
so like extreme. It's such a funny place to jump to. He's like, no, what move would you use? Yeah. I would take your eyes out of your face.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, and here's
I'll probably like play with your guts, maybe.
And I know what I'd do. I know the runner in you is about to be like, well, I run 13 miles.
I was making a face at the camera when he said that.
Yeah. Oh my God, a half marathon every Sunday. Whoa. Here's the thing. I think.
I'm joking, by the way.
No. No, Cody means it. Cheeto, Cody's saying like yourself.
No, please. I want my guts intact.
Yeah.
Please.
No, Cheeto, I think you should come on the podcast and set the record straight with Cody.
Also, I know he's way more athletic than me.
No,
I'm just saying it's not that impressive.
No, what I'm saying is around. Cheeto, is. Cody thinks he's more athletic than you. That's what I'm saying.
And I could beat you in a street fight.
Yeah. Because I don't have eyes or guts. So what are you gonna
do, huh?
I feel in this moment how I perceive it is Cheeto is so fired up that he's just naming things because he's just excited at the idea.
Right,
the challenge. Like he's just saying shit. He's like, I run 13 miles every Sunday. And then it came out.
Yeah.
I'd take your eyes out of your face. I'm gonna play with your guts.
I mean, he's a very durable person.
You're a very durable person. That's all you got to do, man. You got to get curls. Yeah, just curls.
Yeah, play this one. See, he looks cool as fuck walking in. He's got like the double white. You know, that white tee fits pretty well. He's got something on underneath it.
Are you kidding? They're all going to
be awesome. Tank top, maybe.
They're all going to be awesome.
They're all going to be awesome.
Kind of looking fashionable beside him.
Yep. I thought
they're
split.
All going to be awesome. I love.
What? I thought they split.
No, they've been together, bro.
Oh. I thought the whole rumor was they divorced and then.
No.
Look that up. Siri. Ovi. Show me the divorce timeline for Mark Zuckerberg. I like to speculate about people's relationships publicly.
I've just seen that skyline. This reminds me I'm going to be there on Friday. What should I do? What should I play?
Oh, when you get there.
Bro. Hold on. Let's do this first, and then I got something very exciting to tell you.
Oh, they're not?
No, they've been together.
Who?
For...
Oh, that was the Mackenzie Dern situation. Maybe she just divorced. People are speculating that Mackenzie Dern was maybe muddying up the waters with old Zuck.
Mackenzie Dern is?
A UFC rostered fighter.
Right. Yeah. Yep. No, that was just a rumor.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. Him and Priscilla are like this, bro.
Yeah, you would know.
I know.
They're your people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He likes how durable I am. Bro, I won my biggest sports bet of all time.
Which was?
I put $300 on Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters.
And you won?
I won $1,500.
Wow. Wow.
Rising lack of applause, but that's okay. Thank
you. Wow.
One clap.
You took the favorite. Woo.
Wow.
What'd you say?
You took the favorite. Woo.
And I fucking won. Did you win?
I didn't bet.
You didn't bet?
Shocking news today, folks. Accomplished internet content creator makes more money.
Okay, by the way, me saying that is not out of touch because I've lost so much money on sports betting. Yeah, no, as no, has
I
everyone.
I know. I just had to fuck with you.
It's an exciting thing.
Congratulations.
This never fucking happens. Yeah, no. If anything, I'm definitely still in the negatives overall.
Yeah.
But I'm much closer to zero now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Zero net.
So I think you take that 1500, you put it all on double zero.
Here's the thing. I've never taken money out of the sports betting website that I use. I've only ever put money in.
Ah, so this is a special day.
Yeah, so this is just more money for me to spend on sports bets to lose.
So you could have that feeling of pulling it out.
I could.
Yeah, no, just leave it there and go 1500 on pick a Super Bowl team to win it all now.
Pick
who's going to win the NFL next year.
And put all the wins
all
on that.
$1,500 on that.
And then when it happens, I win $3 million or something?
I mean, you can probably bet now. If I had to guess, without knowing any roster changes, anything that's gone on, I would say you put your money on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Why the Bengals?
They're going to be solid next year.
I know. You just said without knowledge of any team.
I said I don't know any roster changes.
Okay, so like as of right now.
As of right now, what I know about teams, Cincinnati Bengals.
Why though? Give me the reason.
Why wouldn't you? They might bring Andy Dalton next year. I mean, that's going to take them all the way.
Right.
Yeah, he's got a great track record with the team. Carried them pretty far.
Plus 1,300.
Right now?
Yeah, so you would win, hold on.
If I put $1,500.
On a plus 1,300 team?
That'd be.
It's a lot of money.
What's 1,000 times 1,000? Isn't that four zeros? So wouldn't that be like six figs?
Wouldn't that be 20 grand? Or no? Did I do the math wrong? 200 grand?
What's 1,000 times 1,000?
No, because if it's something's plus 400, then it's
$21,000.
Yeah, 20 grand.
I can't do math. I said six figures. I was wrong as hell. I literally said the answer. I said four zeros.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I'm a dumbass.
That's why we need this thing.
Yeah. I suck at quick math.
I don't know. I was just, I was happy about it. I just couldn't believe it actually
happened. No, congratulations.
It's never happened to me before.
Winning a bet is like I play poker.
Yeah.
When you bluff out, the greatest feeling in the world.
Yep.
Duh.
Hey guys, we want to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. What?
What?
Wait, but I thought that you're the company. Yeah, we are. And we want to thank ourselves. We want to pat ourselves on the back for doing a great job.
Y'all know we got a bunch of shows here. We got Brooke and Connor, Zach and Waleed Show, Stretch and Fade, Obsessed, Insanely Chill. The list goes on. It actually ends there. But they all have their own YouTube channels.
More soon,
that's for sure. And they all have their own YouTube channels, so go subscribe and support them. And if you're wondering why, because the algorithm, okay? But you can get all those shows in one place, ad-free, and with bonus content at tmgstudios.tv. So if you prefer that, head on over there. But yeah, follow the channel, support the people, and we'll get back into the episode. Oh, speaking of gambling, speaking of card games, won my first Magic game.
Did you really?
I did.
Wait, your first one?
First one.
So you've been losing this whole time?
No. Played my first game of Commander.
Okay.
That's
the one with
the format.
Where you pick the cards. Or no, it's the one where you bring your own deck.
Bring your own deck.
Okay. With who?
Spock, two of his boys.
Okay.
So this was, proper.
So you went to a, you like met up, we're playing Magic tonight.
And I kind of waited. Don't even get me started, dude. The ramp on my deck is crazy.
Okay.
All right, let me start there. Okay. Right? That Mana Crypt doing work.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear, man.
Yeah. So.
So how much money did you win?
I won $1,500.
No, you didn't.
We didn't put any money on it, but I was thinking, Magic?
Just playing for free?
Yeah, playing for free. Free play. But I was thinking after that,
not adding up.
After that first game, I was thinking, damn, if people bet on this shit, if it was possible to start a poker room, but it's Magic, and it's like legalized, like people can go in and gamble on the games, That would be some shit.
Yeah.
They turn that into a pool hall real quick.
It's so funny how like people's dudes' brains just go to this.
Yeah.
Like, we were saying, dude, I was like watching the Masters with my brother-in-law, and he said the same thing. He's like watching. He's like, man, how much money you think they bet on each hole when they golf together? It's like, I don't know. What?
I actually,
do you imagine if you could bet on this?
I actually do this all the time without men or women in the room. I'm trying to bet on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, show up to my nephew's soccer game.
Yeah.
I'm walking around. I'm like, yo, y'all want to get in on this?
Yeah, maybe it's just gambling addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's who I'm talking about.
That's what
about.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Who wants to get in on this?
If I'm standing there and I order it in and out, I tap the person who ordered in front of me. I go, hey, $10 mine comes out before yours.
Yeah. $10, I can guess what you just ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the guys betting on pool when I was in Florida?
No.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
What were they doing?
Again, shout out to Toby's in Dania Beach.
Yeah. Huge shout out, man.
That was a great pool hall, man. This dude Gio.
There they are.
Yeah. This dude Gio's taking care of us, but next to us.
That's me and you.
Were these two guys. One of them seemed like he'd been drinking a bit, but there's some solid pool players, and they were going at it, $100. And it was starting to get tense. Where dude was like, don't talk when I'm lining up.
To you?
No,
or
like
to the other guy.
To the other guy. Okay. And the other guy's like, I'm not stupid, man. I wouldn't do that. I don't do that, man. So he like really, he was a shorter guy with like long hair.
Okay.
He had a singular glove on to give his hands
nice.
The maximum
yeah, yeah.
slippage.
Yep.
So he's kind of barking at the other guy who's way bigger than him. The size difference was hilarious. He's like, don't fucking talk. And he's like, I wouldn't. So they're going best of three. Big guy is down. He loses and he looks at the guy. He goes, double or nothing. Guy goes, okay. So we're kind of watching this whole thing pan out. They're on game, I think they're on game four. And the big guy is about to, it seems like he's about to win. And he lines up the cue and the other guy starts making noise.
Okay.
While he's about to shoot.
Okay. Like saying what?
Like he's just saying something. He's fucking with him. And then
right.
the big guy like stands up. He's like, yo, what the fuck? You just, the guy's like, no, you're right. My bad. And it like the timing of it was he started speaking right as he took the shot.
Right.
Wait. So they reset the game.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it ended up looking like the big guy won after the double or nothing.
And he was the one that was down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like getting tense between the two of them.
Damn.
And it made me think like, fuck, I just want to like camp a pool hall and just see.
And bet on who's going to win that
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I just want to see like an ugly ass fight break out
yeah,
just
yeah.
by some pool hustlers. Yeah.
And because then you could use the pool sticks as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, Magic the Gathering. If I could open a Magic the Gathering gambling hall
mm-hmm.
and I had min buy tables and stuff, you know, Commander games, min buy 100 in. If you have $400 riding on the game.
Yeah.
Dude, that would transform these people.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
I think every Magic player would start to, they probably start taking like combat lessons.
Okay.
Because they know it's going to get ugly.
Right.
I think that would just fuck the game up in a way where it'd just be nuts.
Because it's kind of like friendly right now.
It's friendly.
Where everyone's like, kind of like, you know, oh, we're all kind of nerds and.
There are tournaments.
Yeah, right.
No, I think the voice they do is, well, we're virgin pussy beta. I think that's what they say.
Yeah, right,
I think it's actually
right.
what they say.
Okay, yeah.
When they sit at the table, they're like,
we're
oh,
all
pussy
virgin
beta
pussies,
loser.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what I said when I sat down to play. I was
right,
like,
right.
I'm a pussy beta virgin
yeah.
loser.
That was the invite that you sent out to Spock and his friends.
Yeah.
Pussy beta virgin.
No, I got welcomed into the Fight Club.
How?
That.
Like they welcomed you into theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have
I'm
to delete
how they
this
welcome?
Whole segment because
Why?
I talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's rule number one.
Rule number one, you don't talk about your Magic Club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spock brought me in.
Nice.
Brought me in a Fight Club.
And where his friends, like, kind of like, who is this newcomer?
Yeah.
And you're like, boys, I'm a virgin pussy just like you.
And they were like, oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Have a seat. Yeah, have a seat. What's your best card?
And then I won. And it was like, nice, dude. It was almost like they let it happen.
Yeah.
But Spock believes it was a fair and square win.
Hmm.
So, what can
congrats.
I say?
Yeah. That's sick.
Big news, guys. Big fucking news.
That's huge.
Kind of is.
That's awesome.
Because now it's all I needed to really kickstart my addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, dude, you were like, I want to play Magic. You don't have to play Magic. You can also gamble Magic.
Yeah, that's true.
You can open booster packs.
Oh, can you?
That's what I did.
And then sell the cards?
You could.
Yeah.
Or you can just marvel at your profits.
Yeah.
And have a fucking closet full of cardboard.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I might do that. I might buy a pack.
Gambling cards is like booster packs.
Yeah.
I see why people do it.
Yeah, that's an addictive thing for sure.
It's just scratchers.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to gamble this Friday. I'm really like looking forward to it.
And losing it all?
Yeah. Losing my whole fee that I'm going to get.
When I was in Arizona, a couple of the guys working the club on the second night, one of them walked up to me and he goes, what's your favorite number? I give him a number. He's like, dope. I see him the next day. And he goes, bro, thank you for your number. I won $300 last night on roulette. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, man.
No way.
He was like, hell yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Damn. Fuck yeah. When we were in the desert, my friend just happened to be there and he was like, yo, we're going to Morongo tomorrow. And it was the day where I was taking care of Otis because Kelsey and her family had to go to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I was alone with my son.
Were you in Bochum?
And I was like, I legitimately sent the text, can you bring a baby to the casino? And then I was like, no, I'm not going to. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm not going to do that.
Hey, man, you can do it. Can you?
You can.
You can't leave it unattended.
I would never leave it unattended. Him.
I like it.
Yeah. Ancillary baby.
Yeah, just a baby.
I would never leave him unattended. I just thought, like, oh, put him in the carrier. Maybe,
well, yeah, it's like an old Chinese man smoking a cigarette. And he's,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess the air quality in there is not the best for a baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Morongo.
Like, legally, can you bring a baby into a casino?
I don't.
My parents brought me into a casino at an airport one time.
There you go. Ovi's parents did that. And?
They got in trouble.
They got mad at us. Yeah. I was like 7.
My parents brought me. They bring me to casinos all the time. I was 5.
Okay.
So it's not a baby.
Yeah.
But I have this really funny memory of, because my mom would do this thing where she would be like, let's go to Vegas. I'm going to gamble, and I don't give a shit what you two do.
Okay. So what did you do?
So my dad would be stuck with me in arcades.
Okay.
And then when he lost his mind about that, we'd go to the room, and he'd maybe, like, read a book or something. It was so boring. And the TV never had anything, because we were just staying in these dog shit rooms. There was no movie, no nothing to watch. I'm just sitting in the room, like.
And what was your mom playing?
Slots.
Oh, nice.
I'm crazy on slots. But I remember scraping one time. Them? Yeah.
Okay, nice. Nice.
Family scraping.
Family scrape.
I remember one time my dad had been reading this blackjack book all weekend.
like
a strategy book.
Okay,
or something.
Yeah.
And then he like went down and played for a few hours and he like made some money. I think that's the most I've ever really seen him gamble, but he kind of got sick of like waiting around this one time we went. And he's like, motherfucker. So we go down to the casino floor. And my mom would bounce around the casinos. So we're just walking up and down the strip. And he's trying to find her because it's the 90s. There's no cell phone.
Okay. Okay.
He's like, where the fuck is she?
Damn, okay.
So he kind of like pieces it together and he figures out like what casino she's at. So we like wind up in this casino. And he's looking. He's just scanning the floor. And he just does this thing where he's like, I think I see her. But I cannot physically go onto the casino floor, but he sees her. And he's like been for hours and he doesn't know what to do. So he turns to me and he goes, stay right here. He leaves me. He goes to the casino floor. I don't know how fucking long I was sitting on those stairs, dude. I was by myself with a plastic airplane that had a roulette wheel in it. That was my entertainment.
Okay.
And I'm kind of just like flipping this little pinball and this roulette wheel. Two cops walk up to me and they're like, "Hey, buddy, are you here alone?" And I'm like, "Nah, my dad's here." They're like, "Where is he?" I'm like, "He's out there somewhere."
Oh, my God.
My dad shows up with my mom and like some of my our in-laws. The cops are like, "What the fuck?" they're pissed. And my dad's just like, "Oh yeah, my bad. I had to go get my wife and this and that." And I was just, I was stoic through the whole thing and crying nothing.
Damn.
I think back to that moment, just how like weirdly aware I was.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh yeah, he's just gonna go find my mom. It's fine. I'm here."
Yeah.
But no sense of like, well, someone may put me in a bag.
I'm in danger, yeah. Yeah. It was the 90s, though. I feel like it was a safer time.
Yeah.
Back then.
Maybe you heard about it less. I don't know. It wasn't such a... They were finally locking front doors by the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
You could still leave your kid alone in the casino.
Exactly, yeah.
But I'm saying at Morongo...
Yeah.
Just leave it in the car.
Yeah, dude. Teslas have like baby mode, don't they?
They have baby mode. As soon as you walk out, all the windows and doors lock and it drives away.
Yeah.
Tries to hop on a boat to Beirut.
Yeah.
Nah, I think you can bring a baby in a casino.
Honestly, Google that. I'm curious. I'm not going to do it. I'm just curious.
It says you can bring them if you're walking to a location, but you can't stop and watch anything or stop and gamble.
Then what's the point? Oh, if you're walking through like a Vegas casino?
Right.
Yeah.
To your room? So you can't like even toss a little bit of money down?
But here's what I'm saying.
Because you could use your baby as like a...
It says
while like a juju thing, you know? Where you're like, you pick, point at something and your baby's like kind of like this and it kind of points at like four and you're like, four.
You won't be allowed to sit and play.
But you could stand and scrape.
You could stand and scrape. Don't say anything about slot scraping. Okay? No, what I was saying was... You walk by and you slide the money in. You got to be real quick.
Yeah, right.
Put the 20 in, max bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come back. Fuck. Max bet again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happens if you win?
Huh?
Then you have to go to the cashier with the baby on. You have to put the baby on.
Weren't your
somewhere.
Boys there?
What?
Weren't your boys there?
That's true. Yeah.
So you could have walked by, gave them
here, wear my baby for a second.
Or that.
I got to go get these winnings. Where my baby? Yeah. See, this is the letter of the law is everyone must be 21 to be permitted to linger in a gaming area. However, babies are a gray area for most things. You don't need to buy a baby a plane ticket. The law says you have to buy a plane ticket if you're over 21, not for a baby.
Mm.
Or if you're just any age.
Mm. Where does the baby sit with you on a plane? Just in your lap?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not like, so I think like when they're an infant or we have an infant. They stay in the car seat, so you can buy a seat and strap the car seat into the seat.
Got it.
For like turbulence and shit.
Got it.
So that's what we're gonna do. But I think when they get a little bit older, yeah, you can just leave them on your lap.
United's like, go ahead, put in a bag and put in the overhead storage.
Yeah.
Like, it's my baby. They're like, go ahead and put it up.
Oh yeah, we'll put it in the closet then with all the jackets.
That's fine. We have a dog in there too.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a dog in there.
We'll put it in the dog closet. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's United Airlines, dude.
Dog. You gave it a CBD chew, right?
Yeah.
My baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's 2 months. It's two,
CBD
3 weeks.
CBD pacifier? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, no babies in the casino. Good to know. Not that I would have done it, which is a good to know thing.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to get over there because you wouldn't have had any gas, but.
Yep. I deserve that. I fully deserve that. It's such a shameful thing, dude. It really is. Even the comments were like, I can't believe you actually ran out of gas.
And I like the people
it's
that
It's going to happen. If you wrote one of those, it's fucking going to happen to you one day.
I like the people that try to commiserate with you. They're like, it's happened to me. And then people reply to them being like, you're both stupid. Now, no one did that, but I like to imagine that's what they
said. All right, dude. I got two things to show you.
Uh-oh.
One of them I think
I get
we should probably
both of his nuts.
Yeah. One of the things I think we should probably save to the bonus.
Mm.
It's like this guy that does remember who was the kid that did the acting TikToks that you cast in like the war sketch?
Oh, Tyler Brash.
Brash. So he does Tyler Brash style videos on TikTok times a bajillion.
Okay.
Okay. I think we should save
that's
that for
Stolen
the bonus.
Valor though. I might be upset watching that.
I think that's the only way I can really start to describe what these are. I don't think that it really is that similar.
Okay.
The other thing I want to show you is, remember my guy of the week from a long time ago was Davis Clark?
Yep.
This guy. Well, he did the Boston Marathon.
Yep.
And he, did you see this?
I did, but I was going to wait.
He posted a video of himself after the finish line. You know, his classic kind of video where he's like, I was locked in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he's so, he said, he was like, I did it 2:58. Broke 3 hours, insane time. And he's like, I was so locked in, I shit myself so hard. He's like, guys, he said, I shit my pants so hard or something like that. But we did it, guys, we did it. And like, as he's saying that, he kind of points the camera down. His legs are just covered in human shit.
Legend, man. What a
play this.
Boss.
People, 2:56. I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2:56, man, people. Gave it out to you.
2:56. Wasn't that like poetic, that video?
Yeah.
Shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it every day for the people. And you just get a 1 second view of his just Hershey squirt covered legs.
I like how he knew too much more might have been offensive, but he just gave you the
just
splat.
The perfect amount, you know? This is like, it's not even enough to get the video taken down.
No.
You wouldn't even really notice it if I didn't say something.
That is crazy, man. That is crazy.
Bro, it looks like blood.
Yeah. That is crazy,
also,
dude.
I shit
that
my
is
pants.
War paint, dude.
I shit my pants like crazy is such a fucking great phrase.
Yeah.
I shit my pants like crazy. Like, that's already crazy, shitting your pants. What do you mean you shit them like crazy?
I like thinking about him in the moment. Or it's bubbling up. He's like, oh, it's about to go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he dumps. He's like, it's going crazy.
I'm shitting my pants like crazy right now.
It's currently going crazy. And then
that is being locked in.
Yeah.
I've never done that. Like, he reached a fucking limit and blasted through. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to get to the point where you're just uncontrollably shitting your pants like crazy, that mentally, where are you? You know?
Squatting 680.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right. Damn, throwback.
Dude, that's war paint, brother.
Yeah.
You know what'd been really sick is if when he crossed the finish line, he took his thumb and he was like, just took a little smear. Yeah. Yeah.
We did it for the people, 2:56.
Yeah, did the Rafiki. Yeah. He would have looked insane.
Imagine just fucking, you see the finish line. You see it. It's 2:55.
That's probably why he 40. Shit like crazy. You know, your body knows the toilet's nearby?
Yeah. He's just fucking running so hard that his body starts to start.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody getting turned on right now. Somebody likes this.
Yeah, keep going.
Sweating, all sweaty from a marathon, and then he shits himself like crazy. I also like thinking that
Cheeto could learn something from him.
Yeah.
I think this is impressive.
I think Cheeto would war paint.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Cheeto could cross the finish line and start killing everyone. Like, he would defend being number one.
Yeah.
Like, he would cross the finish line and turn around and be like, who's thinking about finishing this race right now?
Yeah, right.
Because there's only going to be one finisher.
So he would fight everyone that
so they
even
they
tried
just
to
never
cross.
Cross.
Yeah. So he'd be the only finisher. Yeah, only that's finisher. Funny. Caption for this, 2:56 Boston Marathon. I gave it everything for the people. Even shit my pants to go as hard as possible. Barely trained, but locked in. This guy's a fucking legend.
Barely trained. Had to get that in there. Where can I purchase the shorts? Yeah.
Don't wash the shorts.
Yeah.
Don't wash the shorts, please.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I really like thinking about his state of mind being, I'm about to shit like crazy. I'm currently shitting like crazy. Damn, I just shit crazy.
Yeah.
But it's always the same.
But and then to cross the finish line and just to be walking amongst the other finishers, not any ounce of shame, pull out your phone, vlog about it. That's insane. I would be like sheepishly like, You know, like once the smoke kind of clears from your brain, you're like, wait, like the adrenaline starts to wear off. You're like, oh my God, wait, I probably stink right now.
Just do the Forrest Gump. Like you hit the finish line, you just still run.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the whole way to the hotel.
Yeah. Bro, that's blood. Good comment. You've inspired me, Davis. I'm going to poop my pants today too. Yeah, brother.
I even shit blood. Had to stay locked in for the people.
I want to do that, but for something that's not physically difficult. Like, I'd love to be a professional Counter-Strike player and shit myself on the main stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should do that next Magic game that you win.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I even shit my
so
pants.
So hard.
Good game, fellas. Check this out.
Well, if I shit myself at a Magic game, they'd be like, nice.
That's true, actually.
You're one of us.
Oh, you're a virgin pussy, too. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hunter was telling me that a place he used to play Magic at, like, people would do little mind games. He said a dude used to pull up and eat some really, like, potent dish, like noodle dish. It had like such a potent smell to just fuck with people at the table.
You should bring Sir Stroming to the next game.
What's up, boy? I mean, I just clear out the whole room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, ah, actually, we're all good.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring your fucking weird ass friend, Spock?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I should bring Sir Stroming to the casino.
Ah. That's how you do. You unlock that. The roulette dealer's like, you just take the ball, you put it on zero. I win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you rob a bank, man.
Yeah, dude.
You don't need a gun.
Bring
just
that
open
shit
that
in. Yeah, yeah.
In there. Give it to me now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Stop. Sorry, it's gonna be a while before this goes away. I'm gonna leave, but the smell's gonna linger probably.
Oh my God, dude. I think that's a smell that could even work in war.
Yeah.
I think you could throw that in a trench.
Yeah.
Like a World War II trench, and people would still be like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck?
Yo, that smells rank. It's like dead bodies. Sorry, it's dark, but, you know. Yeah. That's how bad it smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to... Fuck, man. Fuck. Good thing I did not grow up in Sweden.
Why?
I'd be walking into kickbacks like, yo. Know, hey, bro.
Now we got to go to somebody else's
y'all
house.
Y'all roll up some weed? Yo, yeah, come in here. Come in this small room. Let's roll up some weed real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, get everyone in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Get everyone here. Lock the door.
What are you doing? I'm hungry. What are you talking about?
You fucker. Dude, driving, rolling the windows up, locking the windows, turning the heater on, farting, and then a can of Sir Strum. Sir Stroming.
Dude, actually, that would be a really funny prank.
TikTokers, have at it.
Yeah. Someone's got to, like, put the child lock on, lock the doors in your car, and, like, when you're, like, driving someone somewhere, put some GoPros in there, and then just open a can of Sir Stroming.
I mean,
and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm kind of hungry before we go.
That's puke in the car.
Like, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Puke in the car.
Did you imagine that?
It's so funny, dude. It's
not funny. Open the window. Open the window. It's not funny. It's not funny.
My blood vessels would explode from how hard I would puke. It would take me 2 seconds. It would take me 2 seconds.
And then it would smell even worse.
Yeah. Oh my God, man.
I'm about to throw up like crazy.
That hookah voice.
I'm about to throw up like crazy.
Yeah. Whenever anyone's about to puke, it sounds like a neck full of hookah.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Guys.
It's the whipping voice.
Yeah.
I saw a funny tweet that was like pizza night. And it was like a screenshot of the Postmates receipt. And it was like pizza, $17.48. Like the whole check or the whole like bill was like $2,500 or something.
Oh my
like that.
Yeah, bro.
And it was like whipped cream canisters, $600. Pizza night,
whipped cream, Jack Daniels, Percocet. Yeah, bro.
Damn. All right, let's hop to the bonus. Actually, before we, I just want to give you a little sample of what we're gonna watch. Okay, can you just run like the first 2 seconds of it? 5 seconds, maybe. Yep.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. So far.
So just a little taste.
I'm taken back because you don't see this too much anymore.
Yep.
I don't see it too much.
Right away, you're like, okay, This is a different style.
It's a throwback.
It's a throwback, but it's also kind of modern in a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in the bonus, we're going to watch this guy do things.
And keep in mind, this video is a minute and a half. And he goes in. Let me just say that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It's very dramatic.
I'm ready.
All right, folks. You can watch that at teamgstudios.tv. I'm sure you know that, but we post a bonus episode every single week.
Every single week. Goodbye.
Bye. This week on The Bone Zone. Picture a scene of one of your friends trying to fuck your girlfriend who has cancer. Did I tell you I met Harry Styles?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the moment for Phantom to come in and tax bro's wrist.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv. Ha ha ha!